Good morning and welcome, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Will, and I am thrilled that you're with us. It's Tuesday, June 26, 2007. It is 1 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. And what can I say? Welcome to all of you who are joining us online at republicbroadcasting.org. Our phone number, as you can see there, is 1-800-313-9443. And our special guest this evening, her name is Nancy Peters Oliver. Her website is linked up through ours, but you can, again, as I mentioned, just go to google.com and type in Energy Creations. She's the very first link there. And what you're going to find is Energy Creations, these particular orgone energy generators that she makes herself. And it's just, as I said, beautiful, beautiful work. Nancy, welcome back.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you so much. So we mentioned a little bit about some of the effects that people have felt from these things. And like I said, I now have three of these things and absolutely noticed amazing things from every one of them.
Yeah, it's really interesting, too, mm-hmm. how they interact with different people in different ways.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some people, they help with health issues. Some people say that their dreams are much more vivid and they remember them better. They feel more rested. Or if they tend to be tired a lot, they feel more energized. So it seems to work in a beneficial mode, regardless of, you know, what's going on with people. And sometimes people's pets have had really good responses, too, and there are animals around them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, let's talk about that, because I know that you've had some people who have written you with animal experiences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the most interesting one that I'd had was one of a gentleman who lived in Washington, and he lived somewhere outside of Seattle where it was pretty forested, it's pretty natural, and he had a house that he was living in out there, and he had a medium-sized generator that he had put in his windowsill one day. It was a nice sunny day, window was open, and his house had a deck on the back, and he was sitting where he could sort of see across the deck out into the woods. And the generator had been sitting there for a while, and he sat down to read, and after a while he sort of looked up, and there was it was either a black or a brown bear, was sitting in a direct sort of line of sight with the generator. And he said the bear was just rocking back and forth, and it sat there for the longest time. And he said what was interesting, too, was that normally his dog, if a dog would have seen a bear anywhere, you know, past the deck, the dog would have gone ballistic. But the dog sort of looked up, saw the bear, and just laid back down. And the bear just sat and rocked for the longest time. And he said, and then the bear just at one point, after a while, got up and wandered back into the woods. And he called somebody later to find out, you know, why. What does it mean when a bear starts rocking? I think he called the local zoo or something, and they said, well, if a bear gets sort of zoned out and almost like really blissed out or just really super relaxed mode, that's what they start doing, is they just kind of slowly start rocking back and forth. So it was really interesting that this bear wasn't even physically right in the vicinity of it. He was maybe, you know, 100, 200 feet away, but somehow saw or felt something enough to stare at this, you know, orgone generator, and then actually had a physical reaction to it.
Yeah, it was like catnip for cats, I guess. He was like stoned on energy.
I thought it was pretty funny, and I've had, you know, some reports with other people that had really ill animals, where as soon as they ordered a device and opened it up and got it in their surroundings, the animals started getting better. And
yeah.
So it's really interesting, because I think animals can be really sensitive to this stuff, too. They don't have any belief systems to get in the way.
That's just true.
Feel what they feel. You know?
Oh, I never thought about that, but you're right. I mean, that could be a real psychological hang-up for some people.
Yeah. I mean, I read years ago, for instance, with people that don't believe that acupuncture works, but they see it work on an animal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, an animal doesn't have a belief system either way that whatever this you're doing to them is going to work. It just works. So.
I never thought about that, but that is such a brilliant point. Folks, again, do your own homework on this, but I think you're going to see some amazing effects from these amazing devices created by our guest, Nancy Oliver. We'll be back with her, and of course, more Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, friends and foes. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and I'm thrilled that you're with us. Our special guest this evening is just an amazing source of information, and like I said, her creations are more than just effective and essential. I think they're just absolutely beautiful and artistic as well. Nancy Oliver, welcome back.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you so much. You know, what we're talking about here is orgone energy, which I guess for people who aren't really familiar with subtle energies, it would be sort of the equivalent of the force, right?
Sure. I think you could think of it as just the sort of really wonderful, pure, natural life energy that kind of emanates from things when they're in their best possible circumstances. You know, when you go out to the beach on a beautiful day and the air is clear and you've got good weather and the waves are kicking up all that great energy, or when you go into a really natural forest where the earth smells really clean and you feel really oxygenated and
yeah,
all that really wonderful sort of primordial natural energy, you know, before pollution, before electrical interference, before, you know, microwave towers, et cetera, et cetera. So basically you could just think of it as just a pure, you know, life energy that's coming out of them.
Yeah, and these things are really amazing because they're not really, well, gosh, I mean, I guess I should probably let you explain it. I mean, these things are self-contained. They're not powered. So, I mean, how does it work?
Well, yeah, and that's always the interesting thing is, mm-hmm. yeah, there's no batteries. There's you don't have to do anything once, you know, you set it on your table or by your bed or, you know, out in your garden. There's not, it's just sort of does what it does. Basically, the idea is that in the resin, I use this, you know, 50-50 mix of organic and inorganic materials, and then to that I add healing herbs and minerals and a lot of secret ingredients nobody knows about that are just all basically natural ingredients. And the idea is that, you know, once you blend all this stuff together with, you know, Reich's idea, and then this is just the more modern version of it, that once you build these things, they just sort of do what they do. The only thing I can think of off the top of my head to sort of that might, people might be familiar with is something like pyramid energy, for instance. A lot of people, I don't know, back in the 70s, and I think still now, you can buy pyramids online with the idea you can keep your razors sharp, you know, it can sort of help people sleep better, meditate deeper, all these different kinds of things. You know, some people buy sort of tent pyramids. I owned one years and years ago, and I could definitely feel the energy inside of it. It was really different, and it was just sort of there and doing its thing. So I think the orgone energy and orgone, even that word's kind of weird, but I think just sort of the pure life energy that comes out of these things, it's positive, it only has positive effects, and it just does what it does once it's built.
Well, this
it's
is
totally self-contained. There's
it is.
Nothing you, I mean, the things theoretically are going to last the rest of your lifetime, and then you could pass it down to your kids or whoever, because they're really pretty tough, too. Fiberglass is, you know, very tough, practically indestructible material, unless you want to run a tank or a car over it or
yeah.
throw it out of an airline.
It's really amazing. And again, this is the list you have on your website, if you don't mind me reading it.
No, go ahead.
This is just what some people have reported. It's not claims that you're making, but it says feelings of wonderful energy radiating from them, increased mental clarity, mental focus, better sleep, vivid dreams, calmer households, better work environment, better health, less pain, more vigor, more energy, less fatigue, reduction in fumes, indoors and out, better meditation, spiritual growth, better pet health and vigor, atmospheric cleaning, protection from chemtrail spraying, healthier land and soil, increased productivity and recovery, and more, obviously. But these things are just absolutely amazing. Now, I want to talk about the other one. Now, you sent me a little one that's, I've always called it, you know, like the coaster, I guess
sure.
is the best way to describe it. But it's mm-hmm. relatively small and thin and easily portable, obviously easy to carry around. And also you can do a variety of other things with it. People have used it to set their, you know, water and whatnot on there. And it does tend to really do something to it. I don't
yeah.
know what.
Yeah, the really small ones, they're sort of a charging disc. That's what I call them. And they do basically, they're sort of about the size of a coaster. And mm-hmm. I sell those as well. And, yeah, it's been interesting. I've put house plants, like small house plants, they get infested with bugs, they're kind of sick, and they look kind of peaked. And if I set those on there, 9 times out of 10, they come back. You know, they just start growing better. And I've noticed that cut flowers, if I put them on a vase on top of one, they last longer. So I think it's just sort of one of those things that, you know, the size seems to be what is the factor in terms of, you know, the amount of energy they pump out. You know, you can go from something the size of a coaster to the Kestrel is the one that I build that goes outside right now. It has a 1 gallon base. If you think about, you know, kind of about the size of a 1 gallon paint bucket.
Yeah.
And then it has 6 copper pipes that come up out of it that are about, I think they're 3 feet long. And then in the center is a little Lakowski coil that Tom Berryhill makes and sells.
Yes.
And that's also cast right near the very top where you can see it. And that's the one. I've had people say, well, can I put it inside? It's like, yeah, you can, but mm-hmm. they're really designed to go outside because it pumps out a lot of energy.
Does
and
it?
That gets into the whole, you know, atmospheric issue as far as working on a much bigger space. And then I sell sort of everything in between that's, you know, for
yeah.
rooms and inside your houses and things.
Well, you and I discussed this before. I'd mentioned to you that there was a weird thing going on with my wife. She was having a real hard time with her back problems, and we've discussed this before, and we're doing a lot of things for it, and it's all working, but it seemed like we were just kind of, you know, running to stand still, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, doing everything we could and really not being able to get that next step up to get a handle on everything. And then you had sent an orgone energy generator that It's just beautiful. And I mean, I got to tell you, to be honest, I've been admiring these things for a long time. These are the bamboo ones,
mm-hmm.
which are just gorgeous. And this thing was amazing. Now, it's very tall. I don't know. I guess probably about a foot and a half or bigger, perhaps. Just amazing. Anyway, I set this thing under our bed on her side. And the first night she woke up feeling amazingly better, and subsequently the next day as well. So definitive and irrefutable proof in my mind that these things are working. Like I said, I've got the one out in the garden as well, and I've noticed a lot of different effects with that. I'm noticing some bees are coming around, which I didn't really notice before. I'm noticing we're getting a lot of butterflies as well. Getting some other things too, like caterpillars and moths, and snails and slugs. But it just seems to me that they're almost they dig on the energy.
You know, I think that's really it. And I know, it's not fun to have some bugs.
Yeah.
We were having way too many earwigs on my front patio recently. You know, but it's really interesting when you do start seeing things like butterflies coming back, and birds and hummingbirds. I mean, it's really interesting because they're really drawn to that sort of energy.
Yeah.
I had one woman who bought a kestrel, and down at the bottom of the very first page when people go to it, there's a whole bunch of actual customer comments. What I do is I just cut and paste it from their emails that they email me, and I always ask permission first. I don't use their full name to maintain their privacy. And this one woman had said that within a kind of relatively short period of time, she had all these birds just showed up in her backyard. I mean, they were everywhere, and they were singing, and I all I could think of was, why wouldn't they want to go there versus somebody else's yard?
There's
all this energy that on some level feels good to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, would you rather go into a smoke-filled room or a room that's got, really pure air that feels good, that makes you feel, healthy and really alive? No offense to smokers out there. I understand where you're at with that, and that's
sure.
fine.
Sure, sure. Well, it's such an amazing thing to see all these things happen. And like I said, I'm a believer. I was right from the beginning because I did notice a huge sort of, my house operates at a very frantic pace for the most part, at least from my involvement in it. You know what I mean? Because I'm always running around doing calls and scheduling guests and booking guests and thanking guests and confirming guests and, trying to field all the phone calls and then, everything else and then doing show prep online and then, doing the normal household things. So things kind of get a little crazy. I also have obviously not gotten a lot of sleep with my schedule when I was on mornings and then now I'm on late night. So, there was always sort of that, that frenetic energy there in the house. And this thing really does calm everything down. I've actually just gone and laid on the bed and just felt very mellow and relaxed. I wake up feeling really wonderful.
Good.
It's amazing. So, this thing has really made a huge difference. Now I wonder, is there a difference in the size of the Orgone Energy generators versus the usage that you want them to have? So, for example, as you said, you don't want the one that goes outside to be in, your closet, for example.
Sure.
Yeah.
So. Basically, there does seem to be, a relation of the size to how big the effect is or how big the field is. That's, I think the way I've thought about it from what I've read is that, relatively speaking, for instance, a small coaster size has X amount of energy sort of pumping out of it that creates kind of a small, orgone field. Some people like to carry those in their pockets or, charge up things on them, charge up their glass of water or whatever. And then there's some smaller ones that are dome-shaped that are, maybe have a field that's big enough to fill a room, for instance. And then, and one of the ones I sent you is kind of the largest size bamboo one that I have. And that, I think, definitely, fills up a room and probably a household. And a lot of these are nice because you don't have to, spend thousands of dollars or hundreds of dollars even to buy, one for each room because you can move them around. You can put it in your bedroom when you go to bed at night. When you get up in the morning, you can put it out in your living room. You can put it in the kitchen. I have people that put them in their cars when they go to work in the morning, so they're portable, which is really nice, too.
It's really amazing. And again, folks, I cannot stress enough how much I've noticed a difference with this thing. And the beauty of it, Nancy, is that it works with everything else I'm doing. None of these things are detracting from another. They're all actually enhancing the same thing. Stay with me, folks. We'll be back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio and our special guest, Nancy Oliver. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
I found this company online and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Love come quick, love come in a hurry, there are thieves in the temple tonight. They don't care where they kick, just as long as they hurt you, there are thieves in the temple tonight.
Morning, friends and foes. Glad you're here. Of course, you are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest this evening, Nancy Peters Oliver. She is the maker of Orgone Energy Generators, and they are just, as I said, beautiful. You can go ahead and visit her website. Just click through our website. It's very easy, franklyspeakingradio.com, and you can see what she has to offer. And then you can also go to google.com, type in Energy Creations, and you'll be able to come to that website. It's phenomenal. Nancy, welcome back.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you so much. Like I said, I really think the beauty of these things is that they work with everything else. You know, I've told you before about the energy cleaner that we sleep on and things like that, and that's phenomenal. But, you know, this thing really tends to sort of ramp it up in effectiveness. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that they benefit any other type of energy systems that people are using, too.
Because
it really all does work together. I mean,
yes.
Theoretically, you know, subtle energies, if they're good and positive from whatever is generating them, they should all work together anyway. So
yeah,
makes
that's
sense
right.
To me.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, you know, the beauty of the smaller ones, like you said, the charging discs, is I think they screen out the EMF waves as well. So, you know, people could very easily, you know, carry that in their pocket. And, you know, for the police officers who have the radar guns in their laps, you know, and they were always getting testicular cancer.
Oh, geez, yeah.
Yeah, this would be a nice way to counter that, perhaps.
Yeah, for sure. I've read about those kind of things over the years, too. And that was just, oh, my gosh, talk about
tragic.
A bad thing to do, to just do something really innocuous, like, you know, set a device on your lap, not thinking about it, and then years later, oh my gosh,
yeah.
There's a lot of pollution out there of various kinds. You know, we have microwaves in our houses, and you know, televisions, and everything puts off all this electrical energy, and we're kind of bombarded with this when we go into big grocery stores, anywhere where there's a lot of lighting, a lot of metal, and I always really recommend people too, if nothing else, keep anything electric except your energy cleaner away from your bed at least a couple of feet.
Yeah,
and
including
even a clock
yes,
radio, anything.
Absolutely.
And I really suggest people, boy, don't use electric blankets, because you have this electrical field that your body has naturally anyway.
Yeah.
And you're really disrupting that with using something like an electric blanket. So.
Yeah, just throw a wool blanket on you or something.
Sure.
Like that. Down
some warm pajamas.
There you go. That'll work too. Well, you're exactly right, and people have to be very aware of these things. The other thing, too, is that over in the UK, and they're giving it much, much, much more due attention than we are here, which is the Wi-Fi, the wireless internet, and
the wireless,
you know, all those things that people have. It's convenient, but what is it doing to you? You're walking through a soup of electromagnetic fields, and you do need something to counter that, and these orgone energy generators will do that. And as I said, I mean, yours are so beautiful. They just look like art pieces. These are the kind of things that people could just have in their house. And it's not going to be obtrusive, and it's not going to be a bizarre-looking thing that somebody made.
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple of them that, you know, would look a little bit different because they're the clear domes, and they have a Lakowski coil or another type of coil kind of on the top. But like the bamboo ones, you know, you can put that on a bookcase, and unless somebody picked it up and looked at it, then they might think it's a really beautiful paperweight of some sort. Because from the outside, it just looks like a bamboo vase. It doesn't look like, you know, anything that's sort of strange looking. And I've taken some to different offices I've worked in and, you know, tucked them back behind my hard drive of my computer. Nobody knows they're there. Mm-hmm. You know, just you can tuck them into plants in your house. And you can have all kinds of stuff going on that nobody will ever see.
It is truly amazing. And again, the effects of these things are stunning on so many different levels. And again, seeing it is believing it. Now, we should probably talk about, you know, the content. Now, the bamboo ones, obviously, you know, that's an organic thing. I mean, you don't make them out of plastics, I presume. Maybe you do. I don't know.
Well, I mean, the basic resin that I use is basically either a fiberglass resin or another type of polyester resin. Mm-hmm. And then basically, I mix everything in with that.
Okay.
And depending on which particular item it is, some of them are cast in multiple layers. So one layer might be this organite mixture of this, you know, 50-50 items, and then another layer might be gems and crystals, and then another layer might have a coil in it. Some of them just have one layer. It just depends on what the item is. And there's a pretty good description and photos. There's quite a few different pages on my website.
Yeah.
There's a little menu down at the bottom where people can go and see kind of, you know, how these different things are built. And I have a full list of everything that goes into each of the devices as far as, you know, gems and minerals and different components. I have a few secret ingredients, but that's just because, you know, everybody does. So.
Yeah. Well, whatever your secret is, it's working.
It's working.
It's amazing. But, I mean, yeah, and obviously in the course of this, of making something, of creating, I guess, this recipe for the orgone energy generators, you do tailor them to people's needs.
Yes. Yeah, that's one of the things I put on my website that I think is real important is there's no extra charge for something like that. Is if somebody wants something specific done as far as, I don't like to use the word programming, but I don't know kind of what else to use. What I do is I'm building an item. If somebody, for instance, recently I had a woman who ordered a device and she wanted it programmed to sell her house. And so, and it's also kind of one of those things as sort of a designer of, you know, be careful what you wish for, because what if she changed her mind? So what I did was, as I'm building her device, I'm thinking that I want her to be happy, to be healthy, to have all of her needs met, including selling any houses she may have at the time when she wants them to sell. So in other words, you know, what
I
if she decided not to sell her house?
Yeah.
You don't want something bad happening to the house.
So. Right.
So basically, people can make requests of specific types of intents on them, or if somebody wants, you know, one stone more than another. So I can customize all those for all the customers out there.
It's really amazing. Let me ask you to hang on if you don't mind. We have another quick break to knock out, but then, folks, we're back With the home stretch, we'll have about 25 minutes left with our guest, Nancy Oliver, and of course, more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, truth for insomniacs, prize in the crackerjacks. We're glad you're with us. Special guest this evening, Nancy Oliver. Welcome back to you.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you so much. This is just so really fascinating to me because, you know, when I was talking to Tom Berryhill the other day, we were discussing you, of course, and we were just, you know, raving about how amazing your work is. But, you know, he was telling me about the crystals in general, and he said, you know, there's really something to that. He said that he thought, in his mind, that crystals were really just compressed energy. And I think there's something to that. I mean, you know, the more I've thought about it, the more fascinating that seems and the more likely that seems. You know, because there's so many, you think about water, for example, how many different forms of water are there? I mean, the human body is what, you know, 80% water. You've got, of course, vapor, you know, water vapor condensation. You've got ice. You've got the liquid water. There's many different ways that something could manifest. And it would make sense that, you know, inevitably there would be, in certain areas of the world, there would be crystals that people would be able to dig up that would be some sort of compressed energy.
Well, when you think about how long a lot of them are down under the earth and the, you know, tons and tons of compression on those over, you know, eons of time, that there's some really substantial forces at work on those crystals and on minerals and things. And, you know, I think during the 70s there was this sort of airy-fairy, oh, crystals are so woo-woo kind of thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, the fact that they've been grown and used in computers for a long period of time, and that they have this, and I hope I'm pronouncing it right, piezoelectric capability.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if crystals can transmit electricity, then what else could they transmit? You know, and it really makes sense when you start looking at, you know, how they're used. I use a lot of them in some of my different devices. Some of them have one at the top. For instance, the bamboo ones, there's one that just barely comes out of the resin enough, and it's wrapped with copper wire usually and goes down inside the resin. And what that does is it just focuses the energy even more as it's coming up and out. So it's, you know, it's kind of like if you were going to use a spray gun on your hose. You know, you can either use a little gentle shower or you can use a blaster mode. And with mine, I try to blast them, you know, on some of them. So so I think there's definitely that would not surprise me at all, that it's just a really, really highly compressed, you know, form of energy that's, that you can use. It's just a matter of how you use it. So.
That's exactly right. You know, I'm sure you probably have looked into this, the crystal skulls that have been found in various places. I mean, these things are thought to be perhaps storage devices, in which case, if you think about the content of that crystal, you know, how big it is and how much area there is, I mean, it would hold extensive amounts of information. So, I mean, there's really something to this stuff.
I think, yeah, I've read about those crystal skulls, and I've just found that just really fascinating, because if they are really ancient devices, and they are so specific-looking, I mean, they're so perfect-looking in terms of their physical appearance, that if they are really almost sort of laser-cut out of one chunk of crystal, and they are thousands of years old, of course, you know, who made them and what for, but then people have these really interesting range of experiences when they're around them, and it sounds like most of them are in private collections and, you know, very rarely are seen by the general public, but it sounds really interesting stuff. It's a little scary almost, but it sounds pretty interesting.
Well, it is, and you're absolutely right, but that just goes to show you, you know, exactly how many different ways these things can be utilized, you know, meaning crystals in general, and that they do all have a purpose. It's not just that they're pretty, although they are that as well, but, I mean, there's something to this, and with the bamboo orgone energy generator, the one that you sent me, it's got a crystal that kind of goes up a little bit, almost to a point. It looks almost like it's, you know, I guess like a focusing point.
Yeah, that's basically sort of how I use them. All the sort of different crystals and minerals and gems and things that I put in the orgone material, I choose because they tend to have certain flavors, if you will. They tend to have certain things that they sort of work on. And this is from a lot of traditional cultures that, you know, whether it's color therapy, certain colors are more stimulating, some are more calming, some are, you know, mentally stimulating but physically calming, and kind of the whole range. Some are used for relaxation. That I think a lot of stones have a lot of, you know, traditional capabilities and sort of little interesting things that they sort of add to the mix. You know, it's the same way somebody paints a room a certain color and they get a certain feel from it, you know, whether it's something that's, you know, yellow and really bright or red, versus something that's a nice calming green or a lavender or something, you know, in between. So I think that they all sort of bring a certain flavor. And I have sort of at the bottom of my first web page, I have kind of a listing of what some of the sort of different flavors are of some of these different stones. So if people are going, well, I don't know much about stuff, you know, about this stuff, what does this all mean? They can kind of take their time and sort of scroll through there and see what some of these properties are of some of these different gems and things.
Well, yeah, absolutely. There's quite a few. And really, your website is so fantastic for that information. I mean, because really, what you've got here is all the different concepts, what the descriptions are. Obviously, there's photos as well. And, you know, some of these can be powered as well.
Yes. Yeah, there are some that, there are some of the devices have Lakovsky coils inside, some of Tom's, or an SBB coil that's kind of another design of his, just a slightly different version.
Mm-hmm.
And you can either have just the coil in it, which I had sent one as a sort of a test to another Orgone designer.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he felt that it definitely boosted his material by, you know, 10 to 15% or more, and that it just sort of focuses the energy. It sort of supercharges it a little bit.
Yeah.
And then Tom also makes a frequency generator.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you can do if you want to sort of, somebody emailed me back, it was like supercharged with testosterone on steroids or something, that you can actually add a frequency generator, which is just a little battery-operated device,
mm-hmm.
with a little clip. You can just clip that onto the wire that's attached to the Lakovsky coil inside the resin.
Mm-hmm.
I basically have the little wire sticking out of the resin, either at the bottom or the side, depending on the item. And then you can basically run this frequency through the whole device.
Wow.
So that you not only have the Orgone energy and the Lakovsky coil, you know, doing its thing on its own, even if you just have it sitting there on the table. But then if you're running your frequency through it, you're really activating with this vibration the Lakovsky coil and the Orgone energy, because it really does seem to have some interesting properties when you vibrate it at a certain rate. I had some really interesting experiments I did with bringing rain and with just using them for all kinds of interesting purposes.
Can you tell that story?
Yeah, I'll give the short version.
Okay.
And tell me if I ramble too long. But,
no.
I was living outside Boise. I live sort of in the Boise, Idaho vicinity, and we're really high desert here. It's really, really dry. And in the summer, we get a lot of sort of dry thunderstorms. Get a lot of thunder, a lot of lightning and wind, and these big storms blow through, and we get, you know, very little rain. And so Tom originally had approached me that he was, you know, designing these items, and he was kind enough to send me a couple and said, hey, experiment with them, see what you think. And
mm-hmm.
I had emailed another woman who had gotten them and said, wow, you know, I'm down in Texas. It's really dry here. This is what I did.
Mm-hmm.
Try and see what you can do, too. So I tried what she had done. I hooked up the frequency generator to one of his coils, and then I set one of my little Orgone generators on top of that, and I sat it outside. And what I did was I sort of programmed it. I just sort of really thought about, instead of this dry thunderstorm passing by, I just sort of focused the idea that whatever storm was coming through, that the rain would come down to the ground and that we'd get a lot of it. And so I sort of visualized that as I sort of put my hands on the Orgone generator and just kind of sat there for several minutes and left it outside, and I kind of went back to it later in the day and went back to it that night. And the next, I forget if it took one or two days, and we had an absolute monsoon rain that lasted most of the day. And what was really funny was that on the local weather channel, where they showed the two biggest cells were, was right in my neighborhood. I mean, where the biggest, heaviest rain was in the closest approximation to where I lived, compared to the rest of the, you know, outlying areas of the city. And we just had a downpour. And I've done that several times. And I don't monkey with the weather too much, though, because that's sort of an intricate process. There's a lot of variables. And I definitely don't want to do, you know, too much interfering with natural cycles, as it were. Because, you know, it's kind of one of those things of, it's sort of a double-edged sword. It's like, well, I got rain here, but where would that water have gone if it hadn't, you know, dropped off here?
Somewhere else. That's the gardener in you.
Well, you're
so concerned about the farmers and whatnot. That's good.
You don't want to mess up somebody else's neighborhood just to benefit your own.
Oh, no.
I try to think of the big picture. So.
Yeah. Well, I understand that, and I agree with that. I think that's an excellent point. But at the same time, I mean, just think of how great it would be if all the farmers out there were utilizing these things. What are some of the examples you've had with people have used these in regards to gardening? I mean, I imagine they've had massive amounts of growth increases, probably more, again, bees, birds, different things like that, butterflies coming around, and, probably some other things, more rain, perhaps.
Yeah, I had one of your callers, actually. I don't remember if it was the first or second time I was on. It was Elizabeth. I kind of looked her up the other day because she graciously had sent me some wonderful comments that I posted, and she had sent me some photos, and I posted on my website, Elizabeth, please send me the photos again because I changed hard drives and accidentally lost them. But she did a before and after picture where she lived in Kentucky, and hi, Elizabeth, if you're listening, and she had kind of a rocky garden that wasn't real productive.
Yeah.
And I've sort of been there, done that. You know, and even a master gardener, hey, trust me, I've killed lots of plants, so plants and trees, and You know, sometimes you have weather and bugs and things can get kind of hairy, but she bought a kestrel and put it outside, and she said that the following spring, everything just went ballistic. Everything, she had these photos of little flowers that she'd found by the roadside and had transplanted to her garden were now like 4 or 5 feet high and 3 feet wide and huge, you know, herbs and flowers, and she just said it was just absolutely unbelievable. She said where before they could barely garden much of anything for themselves, now they were sort of just giving away food and herbs and things to other people because her garden just went nuts. And so it seems to work as, I think, sort of a regenerative thing to areas that are hard hit. I had a couple in Texas that had bought a kestrel and put it on their property, and they had bought it. I think it was kind of a farm that had been sort of neglected in a very hot, very dry, arid area, and they said they sat it outside, and lo and behold, here's some vegetables where a squash seed or something just sort of fell on the ground, just not only, you know, grew into a squash plant, but grew into this monstrous squash plant. And so, and this was without any extra water, without really any care. So if you think about how much energy that would take to generate something just from a seed in a really harsh climate versus, you know, a nice garden where you've got good soil and, you know, you're able to sort of baby along and give plenty of water and everything, that's really an interesting range of growth. And that's one of the reasons I had sort of, you know, on my website I put sort of recovery, because it is really sort of a recovery of the land if you can get that kind of energy going, even just in the atmosphere around it, because it does saturate things over time, whether it's soil in someone's garden, you know, your home, whatever. And so it really seems to work really well with this whole just outdoor natural energy, whether it's attracting birds and wildlife or regenerating your soil and, you know, helping protect you from chemtrails, just the whole range of just bringing things back to more of a natural, healthy state.
I wonder if it would be more effective in certain areas. I mean, I know that there are places that are more geographically, you know, energized. You know, certain places. Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say that could be. I think that sort of synergistically, I think all these things do work together. Years ago, I visited an area outside Hood River in Oregon, and I really felt that there was a lot of natural healing energy in this place. It was by a little branch of the Hood River itself, way up in the trees, and I just felt really calm there and really good, and so I took some little rocks and things, and when I started building organ energy devices, I thought, well, what if I put some little bit of sand in from this river, a few little pebbles and things, and that is one of my little secret ingredients I use in my generators, is I thought, okay, if there's this really wonderful natural energy at this place, what if I took something small from that place and put it in an organ device? Then wouldn't it make sense that somehow the orgone would kind of boost that energy from those rocks and sand into, you know, an even better energy? So I think it can all work together.
Yeah, it's natural.
It's all natural.
It really is. And again, there's lots of different ways to utilize this. You and I discussed this with Tom Berryhill once. He had told the story about how he had tried to, you know, hook up the frequency generator to a series of Lakowski coils up at the sky to see what it would do. And anyway, he walked away from it, came back. It had fallen and was pointed at the lake. And he said the fish were just jumping out of the water, and he said it looked like the water was boiling. There was so much activity. I mean, obviously this thing is, you know, anyone who can perceive energy is going to be sensitive to these things. And the one that you had sent, you know, I had friends over, and they could feel the actual, you know, like a tingling sensation, they said, coming off of this. And again, that's amazing to me. I didn't feel anything myself because I can't feel any energy. But, you know, at the same time, you know, these are people independent of each other who were noticing the same thing. They didn't just all come out and say, oh, yeah, me too. You know, specifically, I asked them individually, and they all were saying the same thing. They said, it's weird. It's like a tingly thing.
Yeah, I think even people that don't feel it consciously, like they put their hands around it and go, I don't really feel anything. I think that just, you know, being in the vicinity of one, you know, if you're sleeping better, if you feel more rested, you feel calmer, you're feeling it on some level. It's just not, you know, maybe through your hands, you know, or whatever.
Absolutely.
I know my husband sometimes has gone, I don't feel anything coming off of it. And yet, you know, if I put one by his bed, you know, he may sleep better. It's just, and I'm sure my house is sort of saturated in organ energy because I've got them all over the place. But I think that, even people that don't feel like they feel it, they do absorb it on some level.
You know? Yes.
So it does have a positive effect. I've noticed that all my pets are elderly, that they've outlived, you know, a lot of other people's pets, and it's probably because, you know, they're just soaking all this stuff up all the time.
Sure. Even if it only negated the bad energy, which it does far more than that, but even if it only did that, it would be so well worth it because...
You know, polluted water and food and air, and you think about all these things you're absorbing, and like you were saying, too, with things like Wi-Fi, you know, and cell phone towers, chemtrails, you know, I mean, there's all kinds of odd things that we're exposed to we're not even consciously aware of.
Absolutely.
That we're picking up on, and even people's negative sort of energy. Mm-hmm. I had one person who said, oh, God, you know, I hate going to work. These people are really negative, and everybody argues all the time, and so I'm going to buy some of your stuff. Some for my house. I'm going to put some to work. And he wrote me a week or two later and said, wow, this was interesting. He said, I hid some things at work and didn't tell anybody. And over several days, people were talking to me nicer. They weren't as rude. Things seemed to become sort of more harmonious and sort of more on an even keel. So, boy, I just left them there. I was like, good for you.
That's
you
wonderful.
Well, you just never know what it'll do.
Yeah, that's exactly right. These things are very, very, very... impressive. And like I said, whether it's the people in my house who have physically could feel the difference, the health benefits that we've noticed in the house, as well as of course in the garden with the plants, all this stuff is just really stunning to me. And like I said, folks, I think it's vital. When we come back, we'll wrap up here the big show, wrap up our time with our special guest tonight, Nancy Peters Oliver. And again, folks, we'll give out the information you need to place your orders, because these things are just incredible. Stay with us.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
back, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, the tail end of our program here this evening. Amazing stuff. This hour being brought to you by our sponsor, Soleil Wellness, the makers of superior natural salt crystal products, including the salt crystal lamps, which I just love so much. They also have skin and oral care products, natural foods, and more. It's just like what we're talking about here tonight. It's all about natural products here, my friends. You can check out their website for more information. That's www.natural-salt-lamps.com. You can also call them toll-free at 866-497-0274. Ask your questions, place your orders. And, of course, we greatly appreciate all of our sponsors and advertisers and ask you guys to support them and because they're the ones that make the show and the network possible. And we appreciate our guest tonight who has been just absolutely amazing with her information, and we certainly appreciate her generosity with her time. Nancy Peters Oliver, you are amazing.
Thank you, Frank.
Well, you're very, very good on the air. You know, it's just you have so much information, and you're very good at communicating this in such a way to make it accessible to people. One of the problems I've had with a lot of, you know, energy-related things, and certainly natural healing, alternative health sort of things, because this fits into all that, is people tend to ritualize it and turn it into some like crazy new age thing. But you're very scientific about it. You say, look, this is what it does, this is how it works, and so on and so forth. This is how it's made. And obviously, you know, there's something to this because of all these different natural products that are going into these things. And then again, I think the intent also has so much to do with it. When you're making it, I mean, you're trying to give people exactly what they want, you know, out of this product to have the kind of effect they're doing. And that's why your recipe for each one is going to be unique. And the mindset that you have as you're doing it is going to make a huge difference. I firmly believe that.
Yeah, I think it does too. I mean, I really, each order is custom made for each person. I don't have sort of a, you know, shed full of, you know, workshop full of stuff where somebody
yes.
orders one, I pull it off a shelf and ship it. Everyone's custom made for each mm-hmm. customer. And I really do go into sort of a real focused type of mode when I'm working on my stuff. I basically work in silence. My family knows if I'm pouring anything, don't even go near me. Just leave me alone,
because
I'll ignore you otherwise. So it's that seems to be the way it works. And I really do believe that, you know, just keep it simple. I think that people do tend to sometimes just, not explain things as well, or sort of, like you said, sort of overly ritualize things.
Yes.
And my thing is, they work, it's simple, you know, and again, you know, no batteries, no cords, no, okay, gee, you have to recharge it after 5 years, there's none of that.
Yeah, it doesn't expire.
As long as the thing, you know, doesn't break or, you know, whatever, it's just going to keep doing what it does. And it's a real simple type of thing, which is one of the reasons I think they appeal to me when I first started experimenting with them was, wow, these are working, so how can I fine-tune this? You know, how can I make mine a little bit different, more unique, better? Mm-hmm. Originally, a lot of people that were building these were using metal shavings, and because that was kind of, they were inexpensive and you could find them easily. But then somebody had said, hey, you know, you ought to try these powdered metals. They're finer, they're denser, you can mix it in with the resin and have this really, you know, fluid stuff with a lot more density in it. And I tried that and was just blown away. And I thought, well, it's time to go to the next stage. So I use very, very finely powdered metal. All the herbs and things I powder down to, it's almost like talcum powder. And everything's, you know, I try to finish them, as you know, really nicely. And the bamboo I really, really liked.
I liked
bamboo and natural products and thought that was just something kind of different. And I had read a few years ago that bamboo actually has, on some level, a type of crystalline structure in it.
Wow.
I thought, well, doesn't it make sense that if you put this stuff inside of something with a crystalline structure, that would all work together? So it made sense to me, and so it not only looks great, but it actually has its own little function that it's doing, too. So it's kind of
amazing.
Interesting.
That is absolutely amazing. Nancy, I cannot thank you enough for all that you do for myself,
Frank,
and for so many. Well, I want to have you back real soon, but folks, contact Nancy. Now's a good time because obviously, the warmer weather helps to when you're building these things, I would imagine. So.
Yep, I love to build outside.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, God bless you, Nancy, and please
stay
in touch.
Thank you, Frank.
Folks, have yourself a spectacular day. We'll see you tomorrow evening.
With recent